Hey, it's the Rye Man coming to another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos lose to the Baltimore Ravens 23-7 to drop to 3-1 on the 2021 season. Really wasn't the game all of us were expecting. I think a lot of Bronco fans hoped we were going to come out and really show the league, I can't say maybe with domination, but at least go toe-to-toe with the Ravens. Hopefully come out with the win and show everyone, hey, the 3-0 is not because of who we played, even though you have no choice but to play your schedule. And unfortunately, I'm going to go right to the thing that bothered me the most about this game. So, Bridgewater and Devontae Spencer both out with concussions on two plays that there should have been a penalty. Where was the penalty? The NFL is emphasizing hits to the helmet, and on back-to-back plays, it happens, and the refs throw no flags. Amazing to me. Amazing to me. You cannot tell me that if Lamar Jackson or one of the other so-called stars in the league got hit like that in the head, there wouldn't be an immediate flag. I don't know if Teddy B just doesn't have the respect he deserves in the league. That was absolutely ridiculous. I hope the league looks at that officiating crew, penalizes them severely, because the refs get graded basically on who can be in the Super Bowl at the end of the season. I think those two plays alone, that officiating crew, no chance. No chance that crew is considered for officiating the Super Bowl after letting those two hits go. That is absolutely ridiculous. And after Bridgewater went out, Drew Lock came in, obviously looked rusty, hasn't been playing with the first stringers. You know, but I'm going to say it, I think it solidifies my belief in Teddy. He didn't look that great before he went out, but he at least got us down for a touchdown drive. He was trying to do what he could to adjust the offense. And Drew Lock came in, and he mightily struggled. He missed some plays. He missed some throws. Didn't have any chemistry with the receivers. Yeah, part of that is because you're not playing with these people anymore. Because you're the backup quarterback, you know, you're with the scout team. But I don't think Pat Shurmur did Drew Lock any gifts either. I mean, Drew Lock's better in the shotgun. There's no way Pat Shurmur doesn't know that, and he kept trying to run the same plays. He's adjusted the offense to Teddy Bridgewater. He's adjusted the offense to other players. There's just something there where he refuses to adjust the offense to Drew Lock. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if there's things behind the scenes where, you know, that coaching staff already knows they're moving on from Drew Lock. But clearly, he didn't put Drew Lock in a position to try to succeed when he came in either. You know, we had some running going on, some rushing attack. But for the most part, you know, we had to kind of get away from him. We got behind. The Ravens just kind of stomped on us. And it was a tough game to watch. Only the second time in Lamar Jackson's career he's thrown for over 300 yards. You know, and the other thing is, I thought it was a cheesy move on the Baltimore Ravens. So they have a consecutive streak of 100-yard rushing efforts in a game, and they wanted to keep that going. So on the last play, they have Lamar Jackson run around the corner to keep that streak alive. You know, I'm not saying the Broncos have never been there or done the same thing here and there, but really, kept them under the 100 yards in that last play. That's where you take the kneel down and move on to the next game. And total cheese ball, in my opinion. Total cheese ball in that, in my opinion. Now, I'm trying to remind myself that the Broncos' two starting guards were out. So we were dealing with a makeshift offensive line. And, you know, sometimes you're going to get mixed results with that. The 1-2 punch didn't work as well today as it had in prior weeks. I think there's definitely room for improvement. And let's be honest, after Spencer went out, you know, we didn't have a ton of speed because Jerry Judy's gone and KJ Hamler, our deep threats, were gone. It was happening a little before that because of the play calling. Then after that, the Baltimore defense wasn't afraid of us throwing it over their heads. And that's unfortunate. Hopefully we get Judy back soon. Hopefully we get Spencer back soon. Hopefully Bridgewater's healthy next week. I think if we can beat the Steelers, which I think they are very beatable, this game will sting a lot less in the long run. And, you know, Teddy B started off strong. And just that offensive line, he was getting pummeled. And I'll go back to what I already kind of told my point about, is the hit to Teddy Bridgewater should have been an instant flag, and it wasn't. And I think the league owes an explanation to the Broncos, and I think there should be some definite grading on that officiating crew for not calling that, especially after they had some questionable calls that went the Ravens' way. I know, if your team loses, that's how you always feel, right? But there are certain games where I think you can kind of more clearly see that than others, and I think this was one of them. But I think Broncos country, we have to keep the perspective of any given Sunday, it can go wrong in the NFL. New York Jets, who we blanked last week, beat the Tennessee Titans today. And the New Orleans Saints, that everyone was like, they'll be just fine with Jameis Winston. You know, they have a game, they have a plan, they've had a successor plan for Drew Brees. They lose to the New York Giants. So two teams that we have beat, two teams that are considered playoff teams, you know, preseason, training camp, everything like that, you know, the pre-rankings, lost to the two teams that we've beaten. So I think that helps keep things in perspective. And the other thing about this is, you know, we didn't play a clean game. We know the problems in offense, offensive line that we had today. Albert O had a key drop for a touchdown. He should have had it, in my opinion, from the replay. Cortland Sutton dropped a first down catch early in the game. And that stuff can set the tone and momentum for the entire game. And unfortunately, both those plays came back to haunt us. I think the defense played tough. I think they just started getting gassed. But I think this shows our secondary still needs a little more work. Not as shut down as I think we thought they were going to be. And I think they showed that today. Now, the Ravens have a fine set of speedy core players, including their tight end Mark Andrews, which I think doesn't get enough credit for his speed. But, you know, we're going to play a lot tougher core set of players on other teams. So if we couldn't shut the Ravens receivers down, tight ends down, and really the core of their offense outside of Lamar Jackson, it does raise a red flag. And it could be a positive in the long run. Hey, you know what? On paper, we're supposed to be the shutdown secondary, and it didn't show today. Didn't see it. And yes, part of that's they got gas. Part of it's we got behind. But, you know, it does show that we still have quite a bit to work on defense. Offense, we still have quite a bit to work on, and we got to find either a way to get the speedsters back on the field or get some speed within our receiving core on offense. So, you know, I feel fortunate, though. This is the first broadcast about a loss in quite some time, if you take the preseason and the regular season start this year. Been a while. So I feel very fortunate. It's been a while. And, you know, we weren't going to go 17-0. I think history has shown you don't want your team to go 17-0. So hopefully we will learn from this. Sometimes you learn better from your losses than you do from your victories. And I think this is a perfect example of it. We can learn a lot from this, and hopefully we will take it into next week when we go into Pittsburgh. From what I've seen from Pittsburgh, like I said, I don't think they're not beatable. So, time will tell on that. But I think if we go in with a proper game plan, we get our running game back in stride, I think we'll be just fine. So, unfortunately, for this week, the Broncos lose 23-7 to the Baltimore Ravens, to drop to 3-1 on the 2021 season. Until next time, this is the Ryman with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.